Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I am Tom. It's our News Watch unit for today. It's also our all-English lecture, so we're not going to speak any other languages besides English. You know me, I like to joke about this. Of course, I'm about to say some stuff in other languages.
No Spanish today,
Tom. Last time I was severely punished when they found out I had spoken a little Spanish on the program. I was taken out in the alley and beaten severely with a baseball bat.
Ooh.
So I've learned my lesson, and I'm not going to do that again. Of course not. They wouldn't beat me with a baseball
bat. They're very strict here. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Next time they said that they're going to hang me up
by
a telephone wire.
Yeah.
And, I said, okay, I've learned my lesson. Maybe I've also learned my lesson about the school uniform policy. Some companies have a dress code, for example. You need to wear spiffy suits and things like that.
I have a dress code. I teach.
For this?
No, not here, but I teach business clients. And my dress code, the boss says I have to wear, business casual is not enough. I have to wear more business formal clothes, even on Friday, Tom.
Wow.
I know.
Well, we've got it pretty lucky here. I remember my days of being in the classroom. The dress codes were relatively relaxed. I understand if you teach English in Japan, you can't get away with that. You got
to
dress really nice there. They're good dressers in Japan there. But in any case, sort of related to a dress code is a school uniform policy. Now, here in Taiwan, of course, students pretty much in every school have to wear uniforms above the elementary school level. I think below that they don't have to.
Oh, really?
My daughter did not have to wear a uniform in elementary school.
Elementary school.
I guess primary school, elementary. I was just trying to distinguish what the code there's. But, yeah, we're not supposed to speak any Chinese here.
We say elementary school more, but you will hear primary school every once in a while.
My first school in my hometown was a primary school.
We didn't grades
say that. K through 3, and then elementary school was 4 through 6. Junior high was 7 through 9. High school was 10 through 12. It changed later to a middle school and stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't know they had primary schools that only had a couple of grades. My elementary school was kindergarten through 6th grade. But you know what, Tom?
Yep.
There's another news story that we're going to be discussing besides school uniform policies here in Taiwan. And that is that the Vietnamese, those people who live in the country of Vietnam, they're blaming a Taiwanese company for killing fish.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to learn about that.
Well, let's learn about both of those wonderful news stories right now. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson one time.
School uniform policy relaxed. Schools in Taiwan are no longer able to punish students for not wearing uniforms. The new rule, made effective on June 1st by the Ministry of Education, MOE, also says that schools cannot restrict students' hairstyles. However, the new rule doesn't mean students can wear anything they like, as schools are still allowed to set dress codes through public meetings and student votes. Tainan Girls senior high students, who protested against wearing skirts to school in 2010, sparked a number of other protests that led to the change. The ministry says that the new policy will allow students to express themselves more and encourage students to manage themselves. However, some people disapprove of the change. They say that uniforms can unite a student body and prevent discrimination against students who can't afford nice clothes. For now, the group Free Your Uniform will continue to talk with the ministry about future changes. Since the new rule doesn't force students to wear uniforms, the group expects students to have complete freedom on deciding how they dress.
Vietnamese blame Taiwanese company for fish deaths. Dozens of people have been arrested in Hanoi, Vietnam, after protesting against a Taiwanese company that they claim caused mass fish deaths. The fish deaths occurred off the coast of Ha Tin Province, where the company Formosa Plastics Group runs a steel plant. Initial reports concluded that the company's plant wasn't responsible for the deaths, and the company also denied any wrongdoing. However, that didn't stop the local residents, who depend heavily on exporting seafood, from blaming the company. The situation was made worse by a Formosa Plastics Group official who said that Vietnam needed to decide between catching fish and having a steel mill, as it couldn't have both. The company official was later fired, but that hasn't calmed the public's anger. Experts from Germany, Japan, the U.S., and Israel are currently investigating the cause of the fish deaths. They believe that it's either a case of red tide, when algae blooms and produces toxins, or the release of toxic chemicals by humans.
Okay, guys, let's look at the first news story. Let's look at the headline, School Uniform Policy Relaxed. Now, a lot of times when we talk about relaxing, we're talking about, you know, coming home from work and kind of releasing the stress that we feel and just, you know, maybe sitting on the couch watching some TV, playing a video game, or maybe what you do to relax is to go for a run. I don't. But this is a little different. If a policy is relaxed, it means it's not going to be as strict. So you can do something in the way you think you should, instead of obeying or following a regulation exactly the way it's written.
Exactly. So we're talking about school uniforms here in Taiwan, and the policy has been relaxed a bit. We'll find out what this is all about right now. Schools in Taiwan are no longer able to punish students for not wearing uniforms. Interesting. Okay, So I guess in the past, if a student decided to show up in a t-shirt and jeans, they would be punished for that. I don't know how they would be punished.
Maybe sent home for the day.
Maybe sent home, or they would have to stand... Fajan, they call it in China.
Oh, no!
I don't know how to say Fajan in English, sorry, but they'd have to stand there, I suppose, in one particular place in front of everybody. I guess in American classrooms, they make us stand in a corner or something like that.
No, you have to go to the principal's office.
Yeah, and then they make you sit there, basically, and they give you some kind of lecture.
When we were young, we'd be spanked. The principal could hit us, but not anymore.
Yeah, I guess you can't really do that anymore.
No.
But yes, indeed, students cannot be punished for not wearing uniforms. And the new rule, made effective on June 1st this year by the Ministry of Education, or MOE for short, also says that schools cannot restrict students' hairstyles. So this rule was made effective. Effective means it is now the official rule. Okay, what happened before is no longer valid. Now we have this new rule. It is now effective. It is now in place.
Yeah, so it officially starts. We'll also say the new rule went into effect. That's also a way we say that. June 1st. So it became official. That's when it started. And it was passed by the Ministry of Education. It's a department in your government here in Taiwan. They're over or responsible for education in Taiwan. MOE is the acronym that they use. They also say that schools cannot restrict students' hairstyles. If you restrict something, you limit it. But Tom, I thought that was changed a long time ago. When I was here many years ago, girls had to cut their hair short.
Yep.
And then when I returned to Taiwan about 11 years ago, I noticed that girls who were still in school had long hair.
Yeah, so I guess you can wear your hair any way you want to.
Maybe now you can dye it purple and blue.
Yeah, I don't know how far they can go with that. Are the boys going to shave their heads bald or something?
Or grow their hair long.
Or get a mohawk haircut or something.
I don't know.
Or a punk haircut.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. But, yeah, they can't restrict those hairstyles either. However, the newer rule doesn't mean students can wear anything they like, as schools are still allowed to set dress codes through public meetings and student votes. So this is where it gets kind of confusing for me. They're not supposed to punish students or they can't punish them if they don't wear a uniform, but they can still have uniforms anyway. They're still required to wear uniforms.
I don't think the MOE was very clear in this because it's still vague, which means it's unclear.
It'll have to be decided in the courts or something like that. We did talk about the term dress code at the beginning of the show, but again, those are just rules that a company or a school has on what you can wear to work or school.
Yeah. Maybe they say, okay, you can't wear T-shirts and shorts. You can wear a dress shirt, dress pants. You can't wear, you know, anything that will disrupt the class. For example, in America, in my junior high, you couldn't wear T-shirts with words on them.
Okay.
Because that usually, you know, was an opportunity to put swear words on your T-shirt or band names. You can even wear shirts that had band names. So they have to get pretty strict sometimes because kids don't have good judgment sometimes when they're young. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, in the next paragraph, Tainan has a girls' senior high that started this all off. We could say kicked this all off. They started protesting against wearing skirts to their school back in 2010. Yeah, I wouldn't want to wear a skirt every day to school either, I'll be honest. If you protest, you get out there in public and you let people know you don't like something. Maybe it's a rule, maybe it's a new law. So you let people know that you disagree with it publicly.
Yeah, maybe the referee made a bad call during a game. You could say, I protest. That's the wrong call. So yeah. They protested against wearing those skirts way back in 2010. This sparked or began other protests that led to the change. Here, spark is being used as a verb that just means to start a fire, basically.
Yeah.
And the ministry says that the new policy will allow students to express themselves more and encourage students to manage themselves. So, yes, now they can express themselves more, wear different kinds of clothes, although maybe they can't wear T-shirts with weird phrases on them and stuff like
that. I know.
And they'll also be encouraged to manage themselves. You have to decide what to wear in the morning. And you know, if you wear a uniform, you don't have to worry about that. You just put the thing on and go.
Yeah, I kind of think wearing uniforms is easy.
Yeah.
You don't have to think about it. You don't have to constantly worry if you have clothes that are in style, you know. That's a lot of pressure, especially for high school kids. So some people are disapproving of the change by the MOE. If you disapprove of something, you don't like it, you disagree with it, maybe you think somebody's ideas are bad or wrong if you disapprove. They say that uniforms can unite a student body. A student body here means all of the kids who attend a school. They're referred to as the student body or a student body. If you unite, you come together. You feel like you're on one team. You know, there's a lot of good team spirit if you feel united, which is a nice thing. And uniforms were also able to prevent discrimination against students who sometimes can't afford to buy nice clothes. So I think it's kind of a shame that they passed this because school uniforms actually solved a lot of problems that they're now going to experience.
Yeah, you know, I can't help but mentioning this, but when I see groups from Japan who come to Taiwan, students, they have really sharp-looking school uniforms, okay? I think the Japanese do that quite well. But in any case, let's move on to the next paragraph here. It says, for now, the group Free Your Uniform will continue to talk with the ministry about future changes. So this is some kind of group that is promoting this, no uniform policy, I guess. And since the new rule doesn't force students to wear uniforms, the group expects students to have complete freedom on deciding how they dress. So again, yeah, they don't have to wear uniforms. They'll have freedom. But on the other hand, schools do have dress codes. So I don't quite understand how they're going to decide this particular question.
I know. I think it's going to be a little complicated. Well, guys, we're not going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher. We're just going to take a quick break. But stay tuned. We'll be right back with some more All English lecture.
We shall now continue to the second news story today. Vietnamese, or Vietnamese people, blame Taiwanese company for fish deaths. So people in Vietnam are getting mad at a Taiwanese company. They're not mad at Taiwanese people, okay? They love you all. You're great people. But they just don't like this particular company, and they're blaming this company for fish deaths. They think this company is responsible for fish being killed off the coast of Ta Hin Province, I think it is. Uh-huh. or Ha Tin. I hope I said that right.
Ha Tin, yeah.
I don't mean any insult to the Vietnamese people, but yeah, my Vietnamese is not very good. But dozens of people have been arrested in Hanoi, Vietnam, after protesting against a Taiwanese company that they claim caused mass fish deaths. Okay, so we've got some protesters in Hanoi. That's the capital city of Vietnam. They were protesting against the Taiwanese company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm opposed to you guys. You guys have been doing something wrong. They probably carry flags and banners and wear headbands and stuff like that. They're saying that this particular Taiwanese company is responsible for these mass fish deaths. Mass just means a large number of something. And the fish deaths occurred off the coast of Ha Tin Province, where the company Formosa Plastics Group runs a steel plant. Maybe you've heard of Formosa Plastics Group. It's a big company, of course. They've
sure.
got offices and factories here in Taiwan as well. And they've got an office and a factory, maybe several factories, in Vietnam. And they run a steel plant there. Well, they process steel. They melt the steel, the iron or whatever, and they forge steel.
And if you're talking about a province, it's just one of the large areas that some countries will divide itself into. In the United States, of course, we use states. We don't use provinces, but China has provinces. Well, this particular province is really close to the coast, and that's where the protest happened. Well, initial reports, or the first reports that came out, concluded, this was their conclusion after they did some research and investigated things, they summarized what they thought. This was what their opinion was. Their opinion was that the company's plant wasn't responsible, so that the Taiwanese company actually wasn't responsible for the deaths of all those fishes, or that mass fish death, you could say. They also said at the time, the company did, they denied any wrongdoing. You'll often see this phrase, when someone is blamed for something or for doing something wrong, they'll say, I deny any wrongdoing. We typically don't use wrongdoing unless we're talking about an official report in a newspaper or a crime. We don't use that in our common everyday language. For example, a little boy who broke his mom's favorite cup wouldn't say, I deny any wrongdoing, Mom. This is something we only use in written reports.
Exactly. So, yes, the company denied that they did something wrong. We didn't do it. It's not us.
Not
Don't
us.
Blame us, okay? The reports say that we aren't responsible. So, yeah, stop this protesting and get back to work. However, that didn't stop the local residents who depend heavily on exporting seafood from blaming the company.
Yeah.
So these people are feeling it directly. These are people who catch the fish and process the fish and send it out to other countries. When you send something out to other countries, you are exporting those things. Taiwan, of course, exports lots of stuff to other countries, computer parts and stuff like that, chips and all that stuff is exported to other countries. And they depend on this exporting, so they think, no, we see this directly. There used to be lots of fish before this company showed up. Now there aren't so many fish. They are to blame.
Yeah, that was kind of the people, the residents there, their conclusion. If you're a resident, guys, it just means you live somewhere. You do not have to be a citizen of that country. Tom and I are residents of Taiwan. But they just, we know, were protesting based on what they'd seen. Since that factory, the steel factory or steel mill, had shown up, they'd been able to catch a lot of fish, which led to them making some money by exporting the fish. The opposite, by the way, of export is to import, which means you buy things from other countries and have it sent to you. It's very hard to import things in Taiwan sometimes. For me, trying to buy goods from America, sometimes your government won't let me import things.
Well,
we're going to see what happens here. Now, remember, the Formosa Plastics Group, they're the ones who are being blamed for killing the fish. You always use for. If you blame someone and say they're the ones who did something wrong, you blame them for something. There was an official who kind of had a big mouth, or I would say he put his foot in his mouth by coming out and publicly saying that Vietnam needed to decide between catching fish and having a steel mill. Which, for me, it looks like, Tom, he just confessed that they were the ones who killed the fish. He's saying, hey, if you want a steel mill, you're not going to be able to catch fish because a steel mill will kill them. By the way, a steel mill is the same as a factory, a place where they produce big things like either cotton, steel, paper. They're called mills. It's a factory.
Absolutely. Also, this reminds me of a place where you can grain into flour. That's a flour mill, but a steel mill is like a factory, like a cotton mill or a cloth mill. In this case, a steel mill. And yeah, what a thing to say. He basically said, hey, you guys got to decide between catching fish and having a steel mill. We often use this particular pattern when we talk about choices. You need to decide between A and B. Should I go to Harvard or should I go to Princeton? I need to decide between Harvard and Princeton. Well, maybe I'll just go to Yale instead. But in any case here, he's saying that, hey, you guys can't have it both ways. You can't have the steel and the fish both. You've got to choose one or the other. So, yes, indeed, you can't have both. And as you might expect, though, the company official was later fired. Get out of here. Take your stuff. Get out of here.
Big trouble.
Exactly. He was fired. He was canned. He was let go. He was given his walking papers.
Mm-hmm.
There are various ways to say that you've been fired. You've lost your job. But that hasn't calmed the public's anger. So they said, yeah, this guy shouldn't have said that. It's a very insensitive thing for him to have said. We've fired him, but still the good people of Vietnam are still angry. Yeah, you fired that guy, but that still doesn't mean that you guys aren't guilty.
Well, so because of the Vietnamese are upset and the Taiwanese feel like it's not their fault, they've kind of had to turn to other countries, neutral countries, you could say, to come in and do some investigating. You see whose fault it really is. So there have been experts from Germany, Japan, the U.S., and Israel, oddly enough. They're currently investigating the cause of the fish deaths. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 more countries who have become involved in this debate. And they're currently doing some investigation work, you could say, to see ultimately what did cause the death of all those fish. It's going to be interesting to see what they come out with. Now, remember, they've already done some initial investigation because the reports earlier concluded that Formosa Plastics Group was innocent, or at least they didn't cause the death. But now they're looking at it once again because they just don't seem to be able to calm the Vietnamese people in that province down, who are very angry.
We also don't really know who made the initial reports. Were they people from this particular company, or were they people who were biased in some way? Hopefully this group of investigators is neutral in this. All these experts from Germany, Japan, the U.S., and Israel.
Neutral meaning you don't have an opinion. You aren't siding with someone. You know, you can be objective and be fair.
Yes, perhaps the initial reports were subjective, and the new investigations will be more objective. Okay, well, they are checking into the cause of the fish deaths, and they've come up with some possible answers here. They believe that it's either a case of red tide, when algae blooms and produces toxins, or the release of toxic chemicals by humans. Now, notice in the sentence we have the either or pattern. It's either A or B. So they believe it's either a case of red tide or the release of toxic chemicals by people. So, yeah, they think it's one or the other. It might be this red tide thing.
Yeah.
Tide is when the water comes in from the ocean. It gets high and go, you know, high tide and low tide. This is red tide. What's that? Well, it refers to algae here, which is some kind of small plant group that includes seaweed and stuff like that. And it blooms, okay? A bloom usually means it produces flowers.
Yeah.
In this particular case, it probably means the algae is growing and it produces toxins, which are poisonous things, and that perhaps is killing the fish. Or they think the other choice is that, yes, indeed, some people are releasing those poisonous or toxic chemicals into the water.
We'll often use toxin, which is a countable word, to talk about something that's poisonous, as Tom said, but one that's especially produced by bacteria, so live things that grow, right, and causes a particular disease. So this algae is alive, it's blooming, it's growing, it's producing toxins, poisonous substances, and the release of those toxic toxins, I don't need, I just,
yes, in that kind the release, of redundant.
Yeah, yeah, redundant, saying the same thing twice. If you produce those toxins, it's killing the fish. Or here's the flip side, if it's not nature, which is causing the red tide, it may be, of course, the Formosa Plastics Group. They may be releasing toxic chemicals and killing those fish. So when we talk about the either or, it might be the red tide, which is nature's. Nature's at work there. Sometimes we can't control nature. Or it could be, of course, humans. And that would point blame or put the blame back on the Formosa Plastics Group. I can't wait to see what these countries who are now currently investigating this, what they report, what they conclude.
Well, I hope they don't underestimate the knowledge of those fishermen, because they've been doing this probably generation after generation, and they probably know very well what red tide is. They've seen all this stuff before, so they're still protesting, so I suspect that probably not. It's probably not a case of red tide.
Yeah.
I think fishermen are a lot smarter than we give them credit for, so they probably know what's going on here directly, and they're probably right, I would guess myself, and at the risk of getting punished again, but I would guess that indeed it's probably this company poisoning the water there. No offense to Taiwan's industry or anything, but some companies have a bad track record, especially when it comes to, you know, cooking oil and stuff like that. You know, sometimes these companies try to get away with stuff because they think the regular people are too stupid to know the difference.
Well, it's unfortunate. We all need steel for our buildings, right? So they do need their steel mill, but in order to produce steel, oftentimes they have to build these mills close to water. And so, of course, some of those chemicals they use to produce the steel leak out somehow and get into the water stream. And hopefully, you know, forget the blame, forget the, you know, all that's going on. Hopefully they can correct the problem.
Yeah.
And the fish can come back and the fishermen are able to continue making a living, because that's very important.
It is very important, and lots of us do dearly love seafood, and we certainly wish the good fishermen of Vietnam can continue to make a living by exporting seafood all over the world. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's been a pleasure having you with us. Please make sure you join us again next time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.